Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the family of a murdered teenager from Castle Derrick are calling for a public inquiry on the eve of the 30th anniversary since her death. Investigations are ongoing in relation to two alleged assaults in Donegal over the last week. Repair works have been complete following a major water outage in the Twin Towns this morning. And Foyle MP and SDLP leader Colm Eastwood is calling on communities in Derry to protect their children. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport coming up at around a quarter past five. First in news. The family of a murdered teenager from Castle Derrick are calling for a public inquiry on the eve of the 30th anniversary of her death. 15-year-old Arlene Arkinson went missing after a disco in Bundoran in 1994. Her body was never found. An inquest into the schoolgirl's disappearance concluded that she was abducted and murdered by notorious child serial sex offender and convicted murderer Robert Howard. Des Doherty, a solicitor for the family, says lessons need to be learned from how this case was dealt with.
There is a wider picture which deals with, and I've heard other journalists speaking about it as well, about violence towards children and towards women in particular, and how it's dealt with by the police and by the courts. Because, yes, we are in a different society now, of course, yes. But the mid-90s, I know it's 3 years ago, but I'm sure for yourself and myself, it doesn't feel that far away.
No.
In some ways it feels, you know, we can still remember. So even by the standards of the time, and I know with distancing and looking back, I have now realised in a lot of long cases I've been involved in that it can be a good and a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even with distancing and looking back, by the standards of the 90s, and we're talking about the mid to the late 90s, this was still appalling. And then even leading up to, you know, 2005 when there was a trial, even everything within the legal system was appalling then. So it's not that long ago. It'll never be perfect. That we you know, everything will be okay and this will never happen again. I don't think we can ever say that, because there have been a lot of recent cases, and unfortunately there will be more. But lessons must be learnt. That's the point.
Investigations are ongoing in relation to two alleged assaults in Donegal over the last week. Gardaí are asking witnesses or those who may have dash cam footage to come forward. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Claire Rafferty made this appeal for information.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to an alleged assault that occurred near the cricket club in St Johnson on Friday the 9th of August at approximately 10 p.m. A male youth was at that location with his friends when he was approached by two males and a female. He was then assaulted by the two males. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for his injuries sustained, none of which are life-threatening in nature. So we appeal to anyone who may have travelled in that area between 9:30 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. who may have had dash cam to make the footage available to us. If anyone witnessed this incident or they observed the three people in question or their mode of transport, we ask them to make contact with us in Letterkenny. Any relevant information will be welcome. And of course, the Garda confidential line may be reached on 1-800-666-111.
Another assault, an alleged assault this time in Clonmany.
Yeah, so we're seeking witnesses to this one that was on the main street in Clonmany in the early hours of Thursday the 8th of August, so between midnight and 12:30, so essentially Wednesday night. A male youth was assaulted by another male at that location, and he sustained non-life-threatening injuries as a result. If anyone witnessed this incident or they have any relevant information, we ask them to make contact with the Gardaí in Buncrana.
Repair works have been completed following a major water outage in the Twin Towns this morning. Majority of affected customers have now a normal water supply once again. Those on higher ground or at the end of the network may experience disruption or an intermittent supply for a number of hours. Customers are warned that discoloration may occur as a result of the works. If this happens, it's advised to run your tap for several minutes until the water runs clear. Foyle MP and SDLP leader Colm Eastwood is calling on communities in Derry to protect their children. It's after some were involved in disorder and attacks on police in the Naylors Row area over the weekend. Mr Eastwood's calls comes ahead of the lighting of bonfires in nationalist areas on Thursday night. He says work is continuing to deter people from taking part in antisocial behaviour.
There's been fantastic work by the Fela, the community workers and volunteers, to get kids off the street and to give them positive things to be involved in. But this is something we contend with every year, something that we have to keep working at. The discussions are continuing, but it's going to be difficult. If people are determined to have a bonfire, that's one thing. What we have to do is ensure that there's no violence in the streets.
Well, senior detective is warning the current demands on the PSNI are unsustainable. The issues of resourcing and cutbacks have been brought to the fore again after recent disorder in Belfast and Derry. 20 officers have been injured and extra reinforcements from Scotland have arrived to help relieve the pressure on the PSNI. Chief Superintendent Anthony McNally says officers and the service overall are stretched.
Well, there's no doubt that that has absolutely been highlighted as well documented. We have asked for mutual aid from Police Scotland and that's arrived now in Northern Ireland to help us. I mean, it's hard to speculate, but maybe a number of years ago, if our resourcing picture had been right, we might not have had to hit that mutual aid button, so to speak, so early or just yet. So there's no doubt, as I've said, that resourcing for policing is under pressure. Our first ask is that we are appropriately funded that allows us to get the numbers up to closer to 8,000 than we presently have. But at the same time, it's not sustainable in terms of what we're being asked to deliver at present. That's evidenced by the high levels of sickness, the high levels of days lost by mental health illness. So it's really important that we take the time over the next few months to really sit down and establish what it is policing in Northern Ireland is being asked to deliver.
Almost 40 properties received planning permission exemptions to convert vacant commercial properties into homes in Donegal since 2018. If realised, these have the potential to result in 72 new homes across the county. 2 years ago, the exemption opened to include private buildings, which seen an additional 7 requests in the county. The move has been made as part of government's Housing for All plan. A woman in her 20s has been killed in a crash involving a car, a truck and a van in County Wexford. It happened at around 6:30 this morning on the N25 at Barntown. The woman who was driving the car died at the scene. The van driver, a man in his 40s, was hospitalised with injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. The road remains closed. Local councillor Robbie Staples has expressed his sympathies to all of those involved.
It's an absolute shock to the area. I want to express my condolences to the family of the young woman who died and my thoughts are with the man, anybody else who was involved in the accident that may be in hospital. It's unfortunately, it's another road that added to our figures this year, which in the EU average are a lot higher than any other country.
Kellybeg's Coast Guard responded to 2 incidents yesterday afternoon. In the first, members were tasked to a fallen hillwalker up Slieve League. She had sustained a lower leg injury and was given first aid before being put on a stretcher and brought to the car park where there was an awaiting ambulance. In the second incident, a young cyclist fell off their bike and sustained a head injury in a remote area outside Ardrah. The Coast Guard assisted the National Ambulance Service and the crew rescue of 118, who transported the casualty to hospital via helicopter. Gardaí in South Donegal are investigating 3 incidents in Derry, Connor and Mount Charles in the period from Sunday afternoon up until yesterday morning. Tools and a quad bike were taken in 3 separate incidents, which Gardaí believe may be linked. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A garage in the area was broken into between 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon and 8:30 yesterday morning with a large quantity of tools and car diagnostic equipment stolen. Meanwhile, a car breaker's premises was broken into at approximately 1:25 yesterday morning with a quantity of Milwaukee-branded tools stolen, including 2 grinders, an impact wrench, 2 batteries and a hammer action drill. Also in the same area, a quad bike was stolen from a shed between 1:30 on Sunday afternoon and 9:30 yesterday morning. It was found abandoned a short distance away with the ignition barrel removed. Anyone who comes across second-hand tools or diagnostic equipment for sale or observed any suspicious activity or vehicles in that area over the past 2 days is asked to contact Gardaí.
South Donegal TD Marion Harkin has welcomed indications from the Finance Minister Jack Chambers that the government supports the easing of restrictions of credit unions that are preventing them from expanding into the mortgage market. She says having raised the issue with him in a dull question, his answer suggests he agrees that regulations are restrictive and that credit unions should have a greater scope to engage in mortgage lending. At present, the central bank, which regulates credit unions, is conducting a review, but Deputy Harkin believes in the longer term, there should be a separate credit union regulator who operates independently. In the short term, though, she believes the mortgage issue needs to be addressed.
They're the most trusted organisation in the country. There's over 200 of them nationally. There's 16 of them in Donegal. They're not for profit and they serve the community. But any financial organisation has to be able to give services to its members. Part of that service is that members can get a mortgage. And right now, credit unions are operating with one hand tied behind their back.
Does the minister have the authority and the power to make a direction to the regulator to change the conditions under which credit unions operate, or do you believe this could take legislation coming before the Dáil?
We have legislation there, and to be fair, you know, two of our recent junior ministers, Sean Fleming and Jennifer Carol McNeill, put in place some good regulation and good legislation. But the problem is that the regulator now has to manage that. The issue is that the regulator for credit unions sits in the central bank. And in my opinion, the regulator should be independent, should not be influenced by central bank thinking, and should be independent. Now, that's a separate issue. But I believe if a minister were to do that, that would be a hugely important step. If the minister doesn't have the power, then immediately we need to see change on this, because we need to see credit unions being able to offer those services to their members.
The time's now just gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. Just coming up to 5:15 here on Highland Radio, Kenny Harkin now has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with some Olympics news, and 9 technical officials deemed at being at high risk of corruption were selected by the IOC's Paris Boxing Unit. That's according to the London Times, which names 2 officials that were removed from the pool of referees and judges before the medal bouts. One of the men named in the article was on the judging panel for Irish boxer Dana Moorhouse's controversial defeat in Paris. Her last 16 defeat to a French boxer involved 2 other judges, also categorised as high risk. Gaelic Games, Kieran Donnelly is to lead the Fermanagh footballers for a 4th year. His continuing on the role was confirmed by the county's management committee. Joe Baldwin remains as Fermanagh hurling manager, but Cyril Dunn is the new minor hurling manager there. Meanwhile, the Monaghan County Board are on the hunt for a new senior football manager. Vinnie Corey stepped down after 2 years in charge, in which time he led the team to an All-Ireland semi-final. Moving on to soccer, and Rangers there in Champions League qualifier action tonight. They play Dynamo Kiev at Hampden Park. That starts at 7:45. The 3rd qualifying round tie is level at a goal apiece. And it's a busy night of action in the Caribou Cup. Among the top games in the opening round, Sheffield United play Wrexham, Millwall they're away to Portsmouth, and Queen's Park Rangers are at Cambridge. There's 32 games in total down for decision tonight. In some transfer news, Dara O'Shea could be the latest Republic of Ireland international to be on the move. According to the Telegraph, Premier League club Brentford want to sign the 25-year-old from Burnley. O'Shea only joined Burnley from West Brom a year ago. He scored in last night's 4-1 championship victory away to Luton. Aaron Wan-Bissaka has left Manchester United. West Ham United have spent €17.5 million to bring the fullback to the London Stadium. Wan-Bissaka signed a 7-year deal with the Hammers. The 26-year-old made 190 appearances for United, winning the FA and EFL Cup after joining from Crystal Palace. And Conor Gallagher is expected to return home today. Gallagher's €40 million move to Atletico Madrid was agreed last Thursday but is now in jeopardy. That's after a deal for Samu Omrodonian to leave the La Liga side for Chelsea collapsed. The Premier League club are now trying to negotiate the signing of Joao Felix, but he is valued substantially higher by Atletico. In some other news, Cork's Adam Ida is set to complete a permanent move to Celtic from Norwich City. And Brentford, they have signed winger Fabio Carvalho from Liverpool for £27.5 million. The 21-year-old Portuguese signed a five-year deal. Meanwhile, Real Sociedad and Spanish international midfielder Martin Zubimendi has turned down the chance to join Liverpool, opting to stay in Spain. And Atletico Madrid have completed the acquisition of Julian Alvarez from Manchester City. The Argentina World Cup winner has moved for £81.5 million on a six-year deal. And AC Milan have signed Brazil defender Emerson Royal from Tottenham for an undisclosed fee. In some other news, Premier League title winners Phil Foden, Erling Haaland and Rodri have been shortlisted for the PFA Players' Player of the Year. The Manchester City trio are up against Chelsea forward Cole Palmer, Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard and Aston Villa striker Ollie Watkins for the trophy. The awards ceremony has been held in Manchester next Tuesday. And the hearing for Manchester City's alleged breaches of 115 Premier League rules is set to take place next month, with a decision expected in the new year. An independent commission will convene in September. City have denied all wrongdoing but could face the threat of relegation from the Premier League should the most serious financial irregularities be proven. In cricket, Ireland's women won the toss and elected to bat first in their second T20 international with Sri Lanka at Pembroke. A short time ago, the hosts were 87-1 with 8 overs left to bat. Ireland are looking to level the series. And finally for this evening, in cycling, Darren Rafferty is the latest Irish rider to be confirmed for the upcoming Vuelta España. The Dungannon rider will be assisting Tour de France King of the Mountains, Richard Carapaz, as part of the EF Pro Cycling team. It'll be Rafferty's first ever Grand Tour. This year's Vuelta gets underway on Saturday in the Portuguese capital of Lisbon. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Court documents have revealed Hugh Edwards' bail conditions, including a ban on unsupervised contact with children. The former BBC newsreader has also been stopped from communicating online with those under the age of 16. He's due to be sentenced next month after admitting to 3 counts of making indecent images of children between December 2020 and the following August. The Department of Health is to create a new role to oversee pharmacies as their services are expanded. A government task force published its final report this morning and has recommended 8 common illnesses be prescribed for by pharmacists without the need of a visit to the GP. The report also suggests hiring a chief pharmaceutical officer in the department. The post has been vacant since 2013. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says that position is needed at the top of Department of Health.
Better for the patient, good for the pharmacy and good for the GP, because it takes some of that workload off the GP to allow them focus on more complex conditions and to reduce the waiting times for patients waiting to get in to see the GP. There is huge public support for this. These people are not there to represent the profession. That's not their job. The unions are there to represent the interests of the professions. They're there to make sure that the professions are able to give as much and as good patient care as possible.
A Donegal man has been awarded €30,000 under the Clannad Scholarship 50 Years in Bloom. Uddaris na Gaeltachta announced Daniel D. Butler as the recipient this afternoon to develop artistic work through the medium of Irish over a period of 3 years. The scholarship is in tribute to the Donegal Band and their impact on the Irish language over the past 5 decades. The chief medical officer has expressed concerns about sunbeds, but has stopped short of calling for them to be banned. Professor Mary Horgan, who's been in the role on an interim basis since yesterday, says she wants to look into evidence of links between sunbeds and skin cancer before making a decision. A number of government TDs, including the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, says they would support a ban. Professor Horgan admits there are public health concerns from dermatologists.
Sunlight is something that we should be concerned about. We know that it's linked with different kinds of cancers, everything from melanoma, but also basal cell carcinomas. So I think both the use of sunbeds and increased awareness, which should be sustained throughout the year, even in a country as dull as Ireland, you still get exposure to UV light.
Gardaí in Ballyshannon are investigating an attempted theft from a business premises on Atlantic Way in Bundoran on Sunday night last. At approximately 25 past 10, two men entered the premises and one of them attempted to force open a cash box. The box was damaged but it didn't open. The men then left immediately when confronted. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are investigating. Stormont's economy minister is to sign off on a major investment for projects in Strabane town centre. The funding is intended to support the transformation of local infrastructures and amenities as part of the city deal. Katie Gillen has this report.
Finance Minister Caoimhe Archibald confirmed that she is to sign off on the executive's financial contribution to the city deal in September, which includes an investment of £103 million for Strabane Town Centre projects, which represents the biggest ever capital investment in the town. The funding will see the Canal Basin area completely transformed with a new leisure centre, a new build for the NWRC and a new civic space. The current tech hub building will become the health hub. A footbridge will also be built that links the bus station to Lower Main Street. DFI confirmed in June that a shortfall in excess of £4 million of the projected £10.4 million cost of the new footbridge is to be covered by the department's active travel budget. Complementary to the local city deal projects is the Strabane Public Realms scheme, with an announced joint investment of £7 million being made by DFC and Council, which aims to improve the town centre's streetscape and visual amenity for residents and visitors.
Having a look now to weather, largely dry tonight with long clear breaks and just isolated showers near the west coast. Cooler than recent nights with lows of 7 to 10 degrees. Mostly cloudy with a few showers. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will push into the west from the Atlantic towards the evening. Highest temperatures of 17 to 20 degrees with light to moderate southwest winds increasing moderate to fresh later and becoming stronger out near the west coast. To conclude this evening's news, the family of a murdered teenager from Castle Derrick are calling for a public inquiry on the eve of the 30th anniversary since her death. 15-year-old Arlene Arkinson went missing after a disco in Bundoran in 1994. Her body has never been found. Investigations are ongoing in relation to two alleged assaults in Donegal over last week. Gardaí are asking witnesses or those who may have dashcam footage to come forward. Repair works have been complete following a major water outage in the Twin Towns this morning. The majority of those affected now have normal supplies once again. And Foyle MP and SDLP leader Colm Eastwood is calling on communities in Derry to protect their children. It's after some were involved in disorder and attacks on police in the Naylor's Row area over the weekend. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, the 13th of August. The death has taken place of June Dorian, 8 Manderley House, Larkins Lane, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, reposing at the residence of her son Garvin and Breach Curran, 17 Glendale Drive, Glencar, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 10 p.m. and on Thursday from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Newlech Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private to family and friends at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Edward Connolly, 25 Castle Grange Park, Strabane, and formerly of Roskier Lifford, reposing at his home this evening from 7 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Melmont at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Francie McGinley, Cumeen Clohan. Remains are reposing at home. Requiem Mass at 1 p.m. on Thursday afternoon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock, with family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Bosco Lynch, Maymore St Johnston. Bosco is reposing at his brother Michael's residence in Maymore St Johnston. Funeral cortege from there at 11:15 tomorrow, going to St Bathan's Church St Johnston for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burials afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sharon Kilday, 17 Cranaview, Buncrana. Sharon's remains are reposing at her family home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burials afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private to family and friends only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.